Ihr seid bei Attitude, Musikerinnen und Musiker mit Haltung, stelle ich euch heute wieder vor. Schön, dass ihr zuhört. Ich bin Nico. Diese Episode ist ein bisschen ungewöhnlich. Ich meine, bei Facebook gesehen, dass es auf der griechischen Insel Lesbos ein paar Geflüchtete gibt, wie auch Einheimische und Freiwillige, die gemeinsam Musik machen. Das machen die schon eine gewisse Zeit lang. Rad Music International heißt dieses Musikprojekt. Ein paar Songs haben die bereits schon als Video auf YouTube veröffentlicht. Und der Sound ist echt klasse. Hört mal rein.
Nous sommes en guerre, dont l'ennemi est invisible. Corona, l'ennemi de l'humanité. L'assassin le plus reconnu sur la planète, Rad Music International.
Il faut laver les mains, il faut garder la distance, il faut porter vos masques pour éviter le coronavirus. Il faut laver les mains. Covid-19, ce n'est pas une blague, il faut faire attention. Car ça tue beaucoup des humains, il faut respecter les règles, il faut faire attention. Un mètre de distance, évitons des entroupements.
Thank you, Kokomba, to Azantem.
Das war ein neuer Song, ein Corona-Song, Un Mètre de Distance von Ride Music, von Rudy Kimpioka, Elena Jacobi, Coco Wumba und Tornat Mavungu. Gut möglich, dass ich die Namen nicht so ausgesprochen habe wie üblich. Die habe ich abgelesen vom YouTube-Video, das ihr euch auch anschauen könnt. Dann kriegt ihr auch ein Bild von diesem Musikprojekt. Nach Ride Music International suchen. 15 Videos haben die hochgeladen. Ein paar Musikvideos sind dabei. Wie gerade eben gehört, Un Mètre de Distance. Aber auch Tanzvideos sind zu sehen und ein bisschen Behind the Scene. Schaut rein, lohnt sich. Aber es war nicht nur die Musik, die mich fasziniert hat. Nein, das war einfach die Tatsache, dass wenn du vielleicht für Jahre als Geflüchteter auf dieser Insel feststeckst, dein Schicksal von der ewig langsamen Bürokratie oder im schlimmsten Fall von der Politik abhängt, wenn du nicht weißt, ob du zurück ins Heimatland musst oder den Freifahrtschein für Europa bekommst, was kannst du dann machen, ohne in Depressionen zu verfallen? Auch wenn Musik nicht dazu imstande ist, dich aus dieser Situation zu retten, eines schafft sie aber. Davon bin ich überzeugt. Musik steht für Hoffnung, für Offenheit, ja gerade was unterschiedliche Genres betrifft, aus unterschiedlichen Regionen der Welt, dann steht Musik auch für Toleranz. Ich habe die Band per Messenger gefragt, ob sie Lust haben, mir ein paar Fragen zu beantworten. Rudy, der Bandleader oder Projektleiter anscheinend, hat gleich geantwortet. Aus den ein paar Fragen wurden dann halt ein bisschen mehr. Er hat sie aber alle mit seiner Memo-App aufgenommen und mir anschließend geschickt. Rudy, nur dass ihr es wisst, lebt nicht mehr im Camp. Er hat anscheinend Glück im Unglück gehabt. Weil er krank war, konnte er woanders untergebracht werden. Jetzt könnt ihr gern mal raten, wie lange er schon auf Lesbos lebt. 3 Jahre insgesamt. Auf eine Entscheidung für seinen Asylantrag wartet er immer noch. Stand November 2020. Und bei so einem Background braucht man da Haltung als Musiker? Ein Ausschnitt aus dem längeren Gespräch, das ihr euch dann gleich anhören könnt.
Yeah, the concert was good. Some people, they like it. Some people, they hate us. But I don't care. I play the concert. We play. We enjoy. People, they enjoy. We send the message. We send the voice. We release our voice for refugees. We release our voice for freedom.
Ich würde ungern seine Aufnahmen unterbrechen und meine Fragen auf Deutsch extra für euch nochmal stellen. Stattdessen versuche ich mal zusammenzufassen, um was es in meinen Fragen ging. Zuerst wollte ich ein bisschen was wissen über Rodys musikalische Vergangenheit, seinen Background, wie er zur Musik gekommen ist. Dann wollte ich wissen, wie Ride Music International gegründet wurde, wo sie proben und wie so ihre Auftritte aussehen, wie viele Fans sie haben und wie das Verhältnis zu den Einheimischen oder zu den anderen Griechen dort aussieht. Dann natürlich auch zu diesem absurden Jahr 2020. Corona, der Brand auf Moria, was bedeutet das alles für die Musik der Band? Und ja, was sie sich von der Zukunft erhoffen. Rudy hat zu allen Fragen Antworten gefunden. Ab und zu mal liest er die Fragen vor, die ich ihm geschickt hatte. Das habe ich aber stehen lassen. Das kann ja beim Hören auch ganz hilfreich sein, die Fragen von ihm nochmal zu hören, dachte ich. Die Aufnahme hat Rudy mir geschickt am 13.10.2020. Here we go.
Hello, my name is Rudy Kimpioka. I'm from Congo. I want to answer all the questions that you ask me about Ride Music, about my team. I can start for the first question, like to describe the musical background. Yes, I have not like official background, but I learn music in my country for 1 full year, in 2010 and until 2011. Before that, I was playing music in the choral and playing also drums. My first contact with music, I get this contact with music by a lot of inspiration. Because I had some problem when I was young and I was singing. Just sing when I go to take shower. And I was feeling happy after I sing. And a lot of things after seeing, I was feeling happy. And I saw the problem was resolved. And the jar of music, I like all the music. All. Everything they call music, I love it. Because I dance also. I teach people how to dance. I like reggae music. I like Zumba. I like Rumba. I like traditional music. I like generic music. I like rap, hip hop, slow music, romantic music. I love music. I don't have a choice. Everything they call music, and I can directly to adapt in all the orchestra they're playing, even vocal music. I like it. So the music means for me like the best friend for life. That is meaning for me. Music, it means the best friend for life. Because everywhere, everybody, even the baby, when they has been born, they knew and they know the sound of music. That's why for me, the music means the best friend for life. Because the day we born, they put music, and the day we died, they put music. So music will be with you forever. That is the meaning of music for me. For your second question, the background of the member of rock music. Yeah, the Greek musician, I have the Greek musician, they are really professional. And didn't, to be honest, I never asked them, but the way they are working, they seem to be like really professional. They knew music. Not too much, but they knew. Because I never meet all of them. The few Greek musicians working with me together, they know music. We play together. And the refugees, yes. Not all of them, but I have few musicians. Like Koko Umba is playing very good. He's a musician. He was born with music. He played music all his life. He's with me. He's really professional. And some refugees also, they learn music here. Since I start rock music, they learn like Israel. He learned music here. Now he's today, he's playing very well, singing very well. So, yeah, some of them, they have background. Some of them, they came without nothing, but they learned one things when they meet me. Some of people, they came with some things very important about the music, but together we play also music. For the third question, like founding Rad Music International, my first impression for Rad Music, when I came to Lesbos, it was difficult for me to survive. And I started to be volunteer. When I went to that NGO's One Happy Family, for me it was the first time to become a volunteer. And I asked, what can I do here to be volunteer? Yes, I want to help. What can I do? Because NGO's was new. On that time, 2017. And they show me some stuff, drums, speaker, microphone. I said, okay, let's try music. Because I knew music in my country. And I start to make open stage every Saturday. To dance with people, to make people enjoy. And I saw that was the best way. It was the best way because I was connecting people. Like Arabic people was a lot in that time, and Afghan and African. So all of us, when I was playing music, organizing like open stage, Everyone became the same level. We were together, we enjoyed. Even the situation of Lesbos was difficult for the refugees, but we spent the time every Saturday to play music. So that was my first impression in Lesbos, to play music. I only miss my team in Africa, because all the time when I was playing with them, and I was saying, I miss someone we can play together. I miss someone we can dance. I only miss my people from Congo. So the dance was very important for me, because I started by dance. I was singing, but in Lingala, no one can understand Lingala. Only people from Congo. That's why I started the dance. The dance was very important to help people to relax and to make a very good exercise for their body. So the dance was very important as well, like you ask. I start like that, like I told you. I start like playing music, dancing, teaching people how to dance, organizing, organize the social culture, like the events. It was like that. On that time, I didn't get other members from other band. No, I was only alone. Sorry, to be honest, I didn't get some support for other people who's playing music. The founding Rad Music, my first impression for Rad Music was, I saw the situation was terrible here in Lesbos. I already did a lot of things, but I was trying to see what kind of things can I do to make my name to become a bigger, and how can I help people? How can I connect people? That was the question I put in the table to see what can I do to support people. Because I was feeling I want to support people, but I was trying to see in which way, how can I support them? There was no way for me because I'm a refugee. There was no way for me because I don't have the money. There was no way for me people to trust me. And I decided to create the group like Rad Music on 2018, on June 16, June 2018. I make the ideas. I will make it band. We will dance. I will teach them to dance. I need to recruit people. And I was trying to find the name because I need to have a name. It was difficult for me to get this name, like Rad. I didn't find it like in the internet, no. I created it by myself. That was my first impression for Rad Music. And because it was also no one, Lesbos was here, the situation Lesbos was without music. When I was trying to create a group, and people was asking me, with who you will play? And I knew that I should have people, I should have space, I should have instruments, I should have a lot of things, money, the transportation of people in the camp, because I didn't like to create the group inside the camp. So I miss a lot of people that time I was taking for my country. The dance was important on that time because for me, the feeling was to don't sing, to don't, because I was not speaking English. And to dance, it can connect all of us to make people enjoy. When people they dance, they want choreography, all of us, and people can enjoy for their life. We don't need to speak, we don't need to explain, because it's the dance, step by step. We will be happy, we can enjoy. That was the goal. not the goal completely, but that was the most important one for the first time. And I start with traditional music. I create the song by myself. I was playing instrument like drums by myself. I started like that. And I meet the first friends of Odelia from Israel. He was best friend. He was also trying to play, only to play music, but they didn't know something about music, but they have some stuff on that time, like small things, like drums, just the small stuff. And when I saw them, they was very happy. And I take this initiative to teach them how to dance. It was amazing. You can see in my page, Facebook page, you will see one old video is there. That was the first. And I hired some people and we start rad music. It was only rad music, Lesbos. I get other member of the band. They was not playing for like professional. I just collect people. There was all of them. They didn't know nothing. Yeah, for now I have some instruments, but I still looking some instruments. I still looking other instruments. We are trying to find if people can support to have really the instrument, and we'll do the best and people can learn. Because if we have instrument, we can teach people and we can do the performance, we can make a concert, we can do everything. But it's difficult sometimes. We need instruments, we don't have. I have some stuff, but not at all. We are looking always some stuff like microphone, drums, we don't have a piano, we don't have many instruments. The question, how did I get them? Yeah, I was organizing some events to bring people to come. And I couldn't find some people to support me to organize events, like to give us money. Although like Cinepaxi was trying to support, they are still trying, continue to support us until today to organize some events. So, how did I get no people in Lesbos? Yeah, it was difficult for me from beginning to know people. Because of the music, I was dancing and I was teaching people. I start to know people slowly. And you know, when you are volunteer, sometimes you go out, you meet people, but it was really long. It was difficult to be with Greek people on that time. But I tried to be good. Some of them, they didn't like me. Some of them, they said bad things for me. Even some volunteer. They were saying, you know, these guys, dancing all the time is crazy. Yes. And I said, I'm crazy for music. Yeah. So I try to be fine with all the Greek people, with all the angels. And that's why when I start to be volunteer to teach the minor and to bring some people from Moria to the university here, I was working with one best friend, Vasilis. So that's why at that time I start to know some Greek people. And I knew some other volunteer, because I was also volunteer for 1 year since 2017 when I came, until 2018 I was volunteer. And One Happy Family was the best place. Everybody was coming, and I was there teaching computer lesson, making a movie, and making music. So all the volunteers on Saturday was coming there. So that's why I knew a lot of volunteers from Europe. So for the practice, we make practice. It was difficult from beginning, but the HOP project, they helped me a lot. They said, you can use this space to practice. So after I left there, now I'm in Mytilene. So I was practicing the HOP project. Yes, everyone can take part in the rehearsal. Everyone can practice. Maybe in the future I can change, because we need to make things like professional. But at the moment, everyone can enjoy to practice, because rad music is to make people happy. Everyone can come. You can, if you want to know, I want to dance, you can dance. I want to sing, we will give you the microphone, you can sing. Yes, I have done more than 8 or 9 concerts here in Lesbos. My first concert was in the Hope Project. I did, I think, 2-3 concerts there. And one concert was in One Happy Family. And one concert was in the Christmas. And one concert was in the Mytilene in the Forum. And one concert was in Safu Square. And one concert was inside the camp with the children. So if I can show you, I can send you some link. You can go to my Facebook. You'll find all the events I already organized here in Lesbos. More than 7, 8 concerts like that. Yeah, the concert was good. Some people, they like it. Some people, they hate us. But I don't care. I play the concert. We play. We enjoy. People, they enjoy. We send the message. We send the voice. We release our voice for refugees. We release our voice for freedom. Because all the time when I play the concert, I send the message. I write a little speech to explain about the situation, about the refugees in Lesbos. So the concert was very important for me. Yeah, I played it. I did it. My first concert was in the Hope Project. The second was in One Happy Family. The third one was in the Christmas in the Mytilene in one restaurant space. The fourth one was in the Hope Project again. And the fifth one was in Mytilene in the theater. And the sixth one was inside the camp in Moria. And the seventh one was in Mytilene, in the center of Mytilene. It was very big. It was like 20 June this year, I play. So I play in 7 different places. People like it. Yes, I got a lot of fun. And many people came to RAD. I received a lot of fans also on Facebook. Many fans came, and people, they show me and they start to call me in the road. When I'm walking, Rudy, RAD music. Yeah, it was like that. Yeah, they called me. I received a lot of fans. Yeah, some fans, they came only to know what we are doing. Like they talk bad things about us. But it's okay. I'm refugees. I know, not everybody should like me. It is the world like that. People will hate you. People will like you. But I was proud of myself because some people, they like me. And they love me. The Greek people. No, I didn't write something about my page like violence. No, I didn't write. I didn't write, but some people, they tried to say something bad about us. But I'm a refugee, so I cannot say something bad for them. My goal is to connect people and to play and to help those refugees are living in Lesbos. Yes, I received some people, they're against us. They're against rad music. Even some volunteer, they came here. They came to write, they say they want to support you, but in the end, you'll see they're against everything you are doing. But it's okay. We will never give up. I will never give up. Because rad music is something spirit. Rad music is something will become bigger. Yeah. Yes, they're against also some musician. Like on June, they attacked the musician in the camp. Most of the musicians, there was five. They stabbed them. That God was good. No one died. They stabbed some musician for the people. So not with great people, but with refugees. But great people, some great people, they're against me. They're against rap music in online. They speak about bad things about refugees. They are not happy when people are happy. They are dancing. Like 3 weeks, I did finish my clip, called a video clip. The clip was making for freedom song. And against us, one great big guy speak a lot of bad things. So you can see the comment of people. More than 10,000 people there was commenting on that page to against us. But it's okay. It's okay. We fix it. We are not a criminal. We are only refugees looking for peaceful. We are looking only safety for our life. Nothing else. Yeah, 2020, it is really not only for me, for all the world, but special for me. It is not. It is good and bad in the same time. It is good and bad this year. I cannot say bad. Bad because we didn't play a concert. We play only one time, only 1 hour. Good is because on this year I wrote a lot of songs because of the situation. And many people, they know me this year. And I got a lot of contact with people this year. So the corona is like, the corona is some things I can say, like it make the world has been stopped. Because the world was going a bit fast. Not the world like the natural things like a mountain, the forest. No, people was going too fast. And it is, if there was not corona, we don't know today. What time maybe something bad can happen around the world. And the corona just came and to remind everyone, no, don't do the bad things. Don't do the bad things to your friends. Don't do bad things to your colleagues. Don't do bad things for refugees. Because we are the same. You know, corona, when it came for me, it was really, really important to see how the world was became. The world was afraid. Everyone was get afraid to go out. Everyone sitting at home. And the corona was around, say, I am the king. Yeah, it was like that. This is corona. The situation hygienic instruction here for the camp was very bad. But, yeah, it was very bad. But we tried. People was good. For me, it was good. I tried to get care about myself. Yeah. And about this corona, it gave us a lot of idea. And Koko Umba, the professional musician, like I said, he was inside the camp and he was singing corona song. What do we need to do? And I called him and said, okay, let's try to see how we can make this song, the corona. We give the name 1 meter the distance, like 1 meter of distance. The lyrics is, we need to wash our hands. We need to wear a mask. We need to keep 1 meter of the distance. Like, il faut laver les mains. Il faut garder la distance. Il faut porter le masque pour éviter les coronavirus. So, wash your hands, wear a mask, and keep a distance. To protect about with corona. Because corona was killing people. And we make this song Kokumba wrote this song, and I was there just to help him because it was Kokumba's song. I was there to help him. This is not good. This is good. This is not good. This is good. To make it clear the message. And we contribute in the world because that song, it is really education song for everyone. And we was thinking, as we are refugees, we can't stay like that. We need to help each other. We need to help our friend refugees. We need to help other people like Greek government. Because with music, people can remember to wash hands, to wear a mask, and to keep a distance, to protect by themselves about the corona. That is the lyrics of corona. And we say, corona, you kill a lot of people. We need to protect ourselves because corona is killing people. Yeah, that is the song of corona. Un mètre de distance. So for then, after Moria was destroyed, so for me, it was bad and good, the same time, like I said all the time. Because to destroy Moria was not the solution. We can speak, we can make a demonstration, but not to destroy the things. It's not good. I didn't like this action to burn Moria. Because now people live in the bad condition, bad situation. But it was also the way for them, they think if they did it, things can change. But it was not true. But for me, it was not good. It's not good. Good because the name of Moria, it is like a prison, this name, Moria. So now Moria has been burned. I don't know how to say it, but it is the solution for the refugees who was living inside the camp. But I cannot encourage this kind of action because it's really bad to burn things like that. Yeah, some musician was dangerous. They still until today. For me, if I have some money, I can bring all the musicians for rad music to put them in the town to stay with me. We can practice. Because they cannot practice inside the camp. It is difficult for them. Most of them, they are afraid. They don't think a lot. We need to support them. They need to show their own talent. But they are inside the camp. It is difficult. They're still also in danger. For planning the future of Project Rad Music International, yeah, Rad Music, it has a big future. I am trying to see if I will get someone can sponsor us, someone can support us, like Rad Music become like small society. Can you help those refugees? Cannot speak Greek, cannot speak English at the moment to have a job. Because all those people, they have a problem. They're not feeling well. They miss a lot of things in their life. But then they know only music. And they cannot just to join other music group here in Europe. It's not easy for them. But by Rad Music way, they can first show up who they are, and after they can join other team. So to be with all these people, we need someone can support Rad Music or some organization have a lot of money. We can start to pay all these musicians. They can survive. So we can make it like a small society. It will not only be for refugees, it can be for Greek people, for European musicians, as we are working right now. It's the future of Rad Music. And to help people, to connect people around the world. Why not play one day with, we can play with Celine Dion, to invite Celine Dion to play. Why not, we cannot play with the big musician like around the world, like Akon. This is the future of Rad Music. It's something from for the refugees and can become like the light of the world by the music, for the music way. Yeah, not yet. Some a lot of the musicians are living by themselves, and I'm trying to support them by small things, like ferry ticket, some maybe 100 euro, 50 euro to find maybe some things to eat in Athens. They're trying to live by themselves. Yeah. But they're trying to go out in the mainland. Yeah. It is difficult for me. When they left, this is the seventh generation of Rad music. And for the first time, it was difficult. All the musicians they left in 1 week. And I was alone again. And I hide. So now I have a lot of experience for that. When they left, I'm trying to manage it. I'm trying to have more people. And when some of them they left, then to take back others. Yeah. So for me, the future of rock music, like I said, to become like a society, can help people. We can also make money to make a concert. People can pay money to create some things, can take us, give us money. Like me, I have a problem. I have a difficulty in my life. I have to support also my mother are suffering in Africa, my brother, sister. I don't have enough money to support them. But I have to work. I have to create some things. I have to create an event to play a concert. People can pay even some things. People can pay events, pay the ticket when they came, and all this money can support us as we are refugees. This is the future for rad music. And I will never forget my goal of rad music. It is for helping people. And we need the really people as a money can support. If someone say, we will support rad music to pay you every month, they know our expense for every month, it will be very good for us. And it will grow up rad music. And the future for my personal life, it is really long. I need to be a big manager, a big person in my life, and to see my dream about the group and to help my family, my mother, my sister, brother, they are suffering in Africa. I want to support them. I can't support them if I don't have money. It's impossible. But I hope my voice, people will listen that, and I can support them. They can support me to support also my family.
Ich wünsche Rudy und seiner Band alles, alles Gute in der Zukunft. Und wer weiß, vielleicht treffen wir uns ja irgendwann mal wieder, sei es in meiner Heimatstadt in München, sei es auf Lesbos oder anderswo, wer weiß. Ich kann mir gut vorstellen, mit dieser Kombo irgendwann mal zu jammen, einfach so. Das war Attitune, ein Musiker mit Haltung, durfte ich euch vorstellen. Wenn ihr Fragen oder Verbesserungsvorschläge habt oder Musikerinnen kennt, die eine Folge verdient hätten, dann schreibt es mir gerne in die Kommentare oder schickt mir eine Mail an atti-tune@gmx.de. Bis dahin, bewahrt Haltung und stay attitude. Bye.